It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the WNBA. Coming up on this week's program, I have an interview with Tristan Tucker. Tristan is the Indiana Fever beat writer for Windsider and the managing editor for North Carolina State University student newspaper, The Technician. The interview is going to be a lot of fun, and we had a great interview just kind of talking about the Indiana Fever, the first half of their season, the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis, and so much more. That's coming up on this week's interview. But I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with talking about the first half of the WNBA season. So the All-Star Game has wrapped up, and now Team USA are in Tokyo as this show was airing. And the first half of the WNBA season was exciting for the defending champion, Seattle Storm, again with the likes of Jewel Loyd, Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart. They're in Tokyo. They're a member of Team USA. And I tell you what, the Storm did not disappoint during their first half of the year. They currently are in first place in the WNBA standings with a record of 16-5. And let me tell you, the Storm have been outstanding. During the month of May, they had a record of 5-1. In the month of June, they had a record of 7-3. And they finished the month of July with a record of 4-1. You talk about consistency. Through and through, they have been consistent, again, with the likes, as I mentioned earlier, with the names of Jewel Loyd, Brianna Stewart, and Sue Bird. And also, they've had a nice supporting cast from the likes of Epiphany Prince, also Jordan Canada, also Mercedes Russell, and Ezzie McBagore. They've had some big contributions from those other players on the Seattle Storm. So the second half is going to be, or could be, a repeat of the first half, again, with them just picking up right where they left off at after we come off the All-Star break and the Olympic break. But kudos to the Seattle Storm for making things happen in the first half of the year. Also, the Las Vegas Aces, again, they got Liz Cambage back this year. Cambage did not play in the Wubble last year, of course, due to COVID concerns, but with her having her back in Las Vegas, that has proved to pay off big dividends. And, of course, with the acquisition of Chelsea Gray and, of course, the two-time Sixth Woman of the Year, D'Erica Hamby, and you can't forget about Kelsey Plum and, of course, the reigning MVP, Asia Wilson. And let's not forget about Jackie Young and also Bebe Raquana Williams. And despite the injury to Angel McCutchery, Las Vegas has been impressive. Again, they're currently second in the WNBA standings. And similar to Seattle, they were great in this first half of the year. They had a record of in the month of May, they had a record of 5-2. In the month of June, they had a record of 7-2. And in the month of July, they finished off with a record of 3-2. So, again, it's going to come down to the wire between Seattle, Las Vegas, and also the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut is currently third in the WNBA standings, finishing with a record of 14-6. Again, the injury to Alyssa Thomas, hey, no problem, because they got DeWanna Bonner, also Breanne January, Brianna Jones, and you know we can't forget about Jonquel Jones. Jonquel is in the top five in the WNBA in every category, every important category, from points, rebounds, assists, field goal percentage, you name it. She is just about in the top 10 in every major statistical category. Jonquel handled her business during the first half of the year. And even right before the All-Star game, she took some time off to go play overseas in a tournament, I believe, in Serbia, but come back and pick up right where she left off. That's impressive. That's truly impressive. And again, as I mentioned earlier, with Breanne January, Brianna Jones, also DeWanna Bonner. Connecticut is has played well in this first half of the year, and it's going to be interesting how things are going to unfold after the Olympic break what happens. But Connecticut, again, got off to a solid July. They finished the month of July with a record of 3-1. In June, they finished with a record of 5-3. And in the month of May, they finished with a record of 6-2. So kudos to the Connecticut Sun on an effective first half of the year. Also in the first half of the WNBA season, the Minnesota Lynx. Minnesota, they got off to a rocky start in the month of May, a record of 1-4. But in the month of June, they really turned it around with a record of 7-3. And then they finished the month of July undefeated with a record of 4-0. And I got to tell you, Sylvia Fowles, she's like a fine wine. I say it again, she gets better with time. Sylvia continuing to be so versatile at her position, not just offensively, but defensively as well. Sylvia Fowles is on Team USA. She had a great first half of the year. Also, Nafisa Collier. Nafisa Collier is one of those rising stars in the WNBA, along with Crystal Dangerfield and Kayla McBride, and the addition of Laysha Clarendon coming over early in the year from the New York Liberty. So, again, they're on the rise. Minnesota, the Lynx are definitely on the rise. They got off to a rough May. It was terrible for them. But June and July turned to be big payoff, big dividends for the Lynx. So, again, big ups to the Minnesota Lynx. Also, a couple of more teams that I would like to mention in the first half of the year. The Chicago Sky, after so many seasons with the Los Angeles Sparks, they get Candace Parker. And it was a rough going in the month of May for the Sky. Record of 2-4. In the month of June, things got better. Record of 8-4. In the month of July, record of 0-2. So Chicago currently fifth in the WNBA standings, and they've got to get it going. I really think they're going to be pushed to make that run in the second half of the year for August and September going into the playoffs. Candace Parker battled some injuries during the first half of the year. They're hopeful. The Sky is hopeful that they'll have her healthy and ready to go for the second half of the year. They're going to need her if they want her to make the Sky playoff run, because it's going to be really beneficial for her. And also a rising star in Kalia Copper. Kalia made the All-Star team on the team WNBA All-Stars. And also kudos to Stephanie Dolson. Stephanie is on the USA 3x3 basketball tournament with the 3-on-3 tournament in the Olympics. So kudos to her on that. And also shouts out to Allie Quigley winning the three-point shootout championship for the third time in her career. Allie's one of the premier shooters in the league. And, of course, Courtney Vandersloot is in the top five in assists and steals as well. So Chicago, if they want to get it done, they've got to get those players involved, and especially Candace Parker. She's got to get healthy if they want to go further in the postseason. Also, some more teams, I should say, to pass along during this first half of the year. The New York Liberty. The New York Liberty currently sit at 10-11 in sixth place in the WNBA standings. The month of May, they finished with a record of 5-2. In the month of June, they finished with a record of 3-7. And in July, they finished with a record of 2-2. Getting Sabrina Ionescu back from the injury last year has paid off big dividends. They look to continue and to get better as the second half of the season begins. Also, let's talk about Bettnyjah Laney. What a first half of the year she's had. She has stepped up big and has been paid off big dividends, and she stepped up big in being in the top 10 in points and rebounds and field goal percentage. And how about the rookie, Michaela Onyanwere? I mean, she's been effective this first half of the year. So, again, kudos to the New York Liberty. And also Sammy Whitcomb, one of the top three-point shooters in the league. Sammy was in the three-point shootout during halftime of the WNBA All-Star game. So certainly the Liberty paying off big dividends in the first half of the year. And also want to talk about just Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics. I talked about Jonquel Jones being an MVP candidate from the Connecticut Sun, but Tina Charles could well win the league MVP, the league's leading scorer, also in the top five in rebounds, field goal percentage, just an assist as well. Anything that you ask her to do, she has done it. And the first half of the year has been extraordinary for Tina, coming over from the New York Liberty. And, of course, the injury to Elena Deladon. Elena may play later in this year. She may play after the Olympic break is over with. Everything is still in the air for her. But Tina Charles has been a breath of fresh air and then some this year. Tina, of course, is on Team USA, and she has just been anything. She's been anything and everything to the Washington Mystics. The Mystics are currently in eighth place in the WNBA standings, but they got to get the help that they got to get help for Tina going into the second half of the year. Again, Elena Deladon is injured. We don't know how long she's going to be out. Also, Myesha Hines-Allen, get more production from her. Teresa Plaisance and Natasha Cloud. Natasha is very scrappy. And we know about the play of Ariel Atkins. I mean, Ariel's on Team USA, so it's going to be an interesting second half of the year for the Mystics. But the first half of the year was pretty good. But Tina Charles, she stole the show for the Washington Mystics.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
My next storyline is going to be Katie Lou Samuelson. Katie had a setback this past week. Katie was supposed to be going to Tokyo as a member of the USA 3x3 women's basketball team. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with tested positive for COVID-19, and as a result, was not able to travel to Tokyo and had to stay home. And, of course, we are still living in a COVID world, everybody. A lot of people see what's happening in the world with the Olympics and a lot of things happening in the sports world, but we're still dealing with a public health crisis. We're still in the middle of a COVID-19 pandemic, and I tell you what, Jackie Young is going to replace Katie Lou on the USA 3-on-3 team, and again, our speedy recovery and prayers for Katie Lou as she makes a speedy recovery, and hopefully there's no lingering health effects as a result of this COVID-19 virus. But again, it would have been so great to see her on the three on three USA women's basketball team. So, but you have plenty of opportunities. She's only 24, so she'll have plenty of chance to be on another 3-on-3 team, or she may make the U.S. Olympic team. We don't know. But, hey, prayers go up to Katie Lou, and hope she makes that recovery in time that she can join the Seattle Storm for the second half of the WNBA season.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15. It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
And for my last storyline is going to be Team USA in Tokyo. So it's official. The Summer Olympics in Tokyo are underway. And again, the United States women's basketball team, the roster consists of Jewel Lloyd, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Sue Bird, Ariel Atkins, Chelsea Gray, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Nafisa Collier, Diana Taurasi, Sylvia Fowles, Tina Charles, and Brittany Griner. And again, the head coach is Dawn Staley, and the assistant coaches are Dan Hughes, Cheryl Reed, and Jennifer Rosati. This team is stacked. Now, when they had the exhibition games, they had a rough going in the beginning, but they were able to get it fixed, and they were able to get things on track. Let's hopefully that they can keep that momentum going as they're now in Tokyo and they can make strides happen in order to get a gold for the United States women's basketball team. Again, the United States women's national basketball team, they have won a gold medal in every Olympics since Atlanta 1996. So the dominance, hopefully they continue that dominance from Atlanta in 96, Sydney in 2000, Athens 2004, Beijing in 2008, London in 2012, Rio de Janeiro in 2016, and hopefully Tokyo in 2020. So big ups to the United States Olympic women's basketball team, and good luck to those ladies out there. And also good luck to the United States women's three-on-three women's basketball team. We have Stephanie Dolson, Alicia Gray, Kelsey Plum, and then we have Jackie Young, who's the replacement for Katie Lou Samuelson. Against all of these ladies are WNBA players. Stephanie Dolson plays for the Chicago Sky. Alicia plays for the Dallas Wings. Kelsey plays for the Las Vegas Aces. And then we have Jackie Young, who also plays for the Las Vegas Aces. And the coaches of the team, USA 3-on-3 women's basketball team, is Carol Lawson, who was a great player at the University of Tennessee, also played some years in the WNBA. And also, so the coach and the advisor is Carol Lawson, and the athletic trainer is Margie Hunt. So good luck, and good luck to those ladies on the Olympic basketball team and the three-on-three tournament as well. I got to tell you, I watched the three-on-three game not too long ago, and man, it's a lot of fun. It took me back to days playing in the schoolyard, playing at the park. It was just so much fun to watch. So kudos to the Olympics for adding that event, the three-on-three tournament. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the league leaders and the standings in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15. It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's get you now caught up on the current league leaders during the up into the first half of the WNBA season. Let's start off with points per game. Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics is the league's leading scorer. She's averaging 26 points per game. Coming in at number two is Jonquel Jones. She's averaging 21 points per game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. In fourth is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in fifth is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. She's averaging 11 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Tina Charles. She's averaging 10 rebounds per game. Coming in third is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. In fourth is Brittany Griner. And in fifth is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot. She's averaging 9 assists per game. Tied for second is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces and Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. In fourth is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Laisha Clarendon from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Sylvia Fowles. She's shooting 60% from the field. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner. She's shooting 57% from the field. Coming in at third is Ruthie Hebert from the Chicago Sky. And in fourth is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And in fifth is Laisha Clarendon. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 96% from the field. Coming in at number two is Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. Third is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. In fourth is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. And in fifth is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Those are the current top five in free throw percentage. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is Stephanie Talbot from the Seattle Storm. She's shooting 51% from three-point range. Coming in at number two is Rachel Banham from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 47% from three-point range. Coming in third is Mariah Jefferson from the Dallas Wings. In fourth is Tiffany Hayes from the Atlanta Dream. And in fifth is Sammy Whitcomb from the New York Liberty. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot. Coming in at number two is Sylvia Fowles. In third is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. In fourth is Danielle Robinson. And in fifth is Odyssey Sims from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Brittany Griner. At number two is Sylvia Fowles. Coming in third is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. In fourth is Brianna Stewart. And in fifth is Jessica Breland from the Indiana Fever. And the last category is minutes played. Coming in at number one is Nafisa Collier. She's averaging 35 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. In third is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream. In fourth is Brittany Griner. And in fifth is Brianna Stewart. Those are your current league leaders for the first half of the WNBA season. Now let's get you caught up on the current standings in the WNBA. At number one is the Seattle Storm, but they have a record of 16 wins and 5 losses. Coming in at number two are the Las Vegas Aces with a record of 15-6. Coming in third is the Connecticut Sun with a record of 14-6. Coming in at number four are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 12-7. Coming in at number five is the Chicago Sky with a record of 10-10. At number six is the New York Liberty with a record of 10-11. Coming in at number seven are the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 9-10. Coming in at number eight are the Washington Mystics with a record of 8-10. Coming in at number nine are the Dallas Wings with a record of 9-12. At number 10 are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 6-13. Coming in at number 11 are the Atlanta Dream. They also have a record of 6-13. And in last place in 12th are the Indiana Fever with a record of 4-16. So those are your current league leaders and standings in the WNBA right as we are here at the All-Star and the Olympic break as we have completed the first half of the WNBA season. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Tristan Tucker. He's an Indiana Fever beat writer for Windsider and the managing editor for North Carolina State University's student newspaper, The Technician. We discussed the first half of the Indiana Fever season, the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis, and so much more. Tristan is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All. We'll be right back.
makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15. It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Ball 22, Daniel Robinson all the way to the bucket, and that's what she's just known for, pushing the pace. Second consecutive start for them as well. Fever, two on the shot clock. Daniel Robinson, nice kiss off the glass.
You know, the post for Indiana, which caused them to shoot free throws.
Turnover by Ari McDonald. Daniel Robinson not wasting any time with a beautiful reverse. To see Daniel Robinson trying to get the ball into Tierra McCowan, and that's tough. But they have to find different ways to throw different looks at her.
And then help side defense from behind.
The last couple of games, they've been tested on the inside. And Tierra McCowan.
And Monique had a defender on her, so right there, I like to see Odyssey shoot that layup.
Good point there. And on the other end, Tierra McCowan picks the ball up and just drops it right on down in the hoop.
She converted her defense to offense, and that's the way you get back into a game. That's the way you get aggression and energy back in your favor. As Robinson goes up and lays into the dream for the easy runner.
Just a little switch.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Valley Sports Indiana, and that was the Indiana Fever's Tierra McCowan and Danielle Robinson showing up big in a win over the Atlanta Dream on July 11th of 2021 during the first half of the WNBA season. And on the program now, we have someone that is a beat writer for the Indiana Fever, courtesy of a website titled Winsider, and also he's a managing editor for the North Carolina State University Technician, which is a student-produced newspaper. And he's also doing some other great stuff for some writing along basketball. Let's welcome him to the program, Tristan Tucker. Hello, Tristan. How's everything?
It's going pretty great. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's jump right to it. The first half of the season for the Indiana Fever, it hasn't been good. They're currently at last place in the WNBA standings, but there were some bright spots throughout the first half of the season. And the first, let's talk about Tierra McCowan for a moment. She has really shown up big as being one of the premier players, not just on the Fever, but in the WNBA. Give me your thoughts on Tierra in her first half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, Tierra's been amazing, especially across the three win streak that the Fever accumulated towards the end of the first half of the season, right before the break. You know, my favorite thing that she told me in the first half of the season was that she didn't care if she started. She didn't care if she came off the bench. She said whenever she's out there, we all know what she's going to do. And, I mean, she couldn't be more correct about that. I think she had several double-doubles towards the end of the season. I mean, first half of the season, she just was going off. And I mean, like she said, it didn't matter if it was off the bench or as a starter.
You know, and speaking of another person that's done great in the first half of the year, we know what impact Tierra has made on the Fever. But how about Danielle Robinson? Danielle has really been effective in the top 10 in categories in the WNBA in assists and steals, and she's really made her mark this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Danielle in her first half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, Danielle Robinson is exactly as advertised. I wrote about this towards the beginning of the season. She's given the Fever everything that they've wanted from her when they got her over the offseason. She's a defensive hound. She's averaging about 1.7 steals a game. I think that's top five in league rankings. I'd have to double-check that. But she's consistently been at the top of the WNBA in terms of all defensive categories and statistics. She's just been fantastic. And she's another player that has really started to lead this team. And she's a former All-Star. So you know what you're getting, and you know you're going to get that kind of veteran leadership out of her, and she's provided exactly that. I mean, without her, the Fever wouldn't have been able to go on that win streak towards the end of the season.
Another person that's really shined bright for the Fever in this first half of the year, Tristan, is Kelsey Mitchell. I mean, Kelsey Mitchell, I mean, and in such a short amount of time, similar to Tierra, has made an impact not just on the Fever but in the WNBA. She's really shot her shot in this first half of the year, basically being the leading scorer in a lot of games for the Fever. Just give me your thoughts on Kelsey and her play in the first half.
Kelsey's been fantastic. I mean, she's been the offensive leader every single night. She's averaging over 16 points a game, shooting very well. She started the season up and down, but, I mean, one of the things she told me was that, you know, after the Fever had a very condensed start to the schedule, started their season, they were playing games pretty much every other night, which is kind of unprecedented. For a while, they were leading the league in games played. But once they started to, you know, get back from their road trips and, you know, start to ease back in with their family, Kelsey Mitchell was the first one to tell me that, you know, seeing her family, seeing her nieces, I believe, really sparked her. And she has been shooting it lights out ever since. I think she followed that game up with a 6-for-10 showing from deep, which is just fantastic. And see her doing this at such a young age, just now entering her prime, basically. She's somebody that could lead the Fever for several years to come, if she hasn't already, you know.
Rightfully so, and a person that has really been doing her thing on the defensive side as well as doing the handling the dirty work rebounding is Jessica Breland. She's been in the top 10 in the WNBA in categories in rebounds and block shots, and she's really made a difference in those two categories. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jessica and her play in the first half.
Yeah, Jessica Breland is maybe my favorite player on the roster to talk about. She's just so much fun to watch. I mean, she, like you said, she's, you know, top five for every per-game statistic for the entire Indiana Fever in every single of the main five categories. I mean, points, assists, rebounds, steals, blocks, she's there. She's fantastic at blocking shots. She played fantastic defense on Jonquel Jones when they matched up in that upset win. She's just everywhere. She can play make. She can, you know, obviously get boards, and she can score. She's so invaluable to this team, and she's a huge reason why they were able to rip off that 3-game win streak before the All-Star break.
All right, and then, you know, the Fever, I'm looking at, again, this roster right here. Tristan is loaded with a lot of talent on paper. You know, we mentioned with Tierra and also with Jessica and Kelsey and Danielle, but it's been a tough first half of the year for the Fever. They've currently ranked last in the standings, and they play in a Southeastern Conference with Connecticut and then Chicago, followed by New York, and then there's Washington, and then you have Atlanta. What do you think the reason has been for the Fever not doing well in the first half?
There are a lot of reasons. To begin, I mean, I mentioned this earlier. They played a very condensed first half of their first half schedule, so the first quarter of the schedule. They were on the road for just a ridiculous amount of games. I think maybe half a month it was before they were able to return home. They were playing, you know, every other night, which, like I said, is very unprecedented for some WNBA teams. That kind of a condensed schedule is just, you know, bound to have its effect on players. And like Kelsey Mitchell was saying, you know, not being able to see her family in person for a while really kind of took some of the air out of her. Like, it's hard to do that as a player, to just go over to whether it be the East Coast or the West Coast and do these kinds of road trips and have these kinds of games where you're not used to the time difference. You're not used to, you know, not being able to see your family, and you're just having to consistently go at it. Another thing that the Fever have struggled with are injuries, especially towards the beginning of the season. They were using several different starting lineups. I think there was, like, in the first 10 games, they used, like, six different starting lineups or something like that. Again, I'd have to look at that in specific, but they used several different starting lineups. And, I mean, you just can't hope to develop a chemistry with your teammates, especially with, you know, your new signings. You're bringing in, you know, people like Danielle Robinson and Jontel Lavender. And then, you know, rookies like Kaiser Gondrzik. You can't hope to establish a chemistry with your teammates if you're not even able to play with all of them. So, yeah, I mean, just that combination of two factors really, really, really led to the Fever struggling. And, you know, as you saw the team come back home and start playing on the home court, they were only losing some of these games by single digits. They start getting people back, and they started switching up their lineups, and things started working. Once the team was able to start clicking, I mean, they were just on fire through the last three games of the first half of the season. But, yeah, I mean, there was a lot to like. But, yeah, the record obviously isn't where they want it to be, but they do have, you know, a couple of things that you can point at as to, well, okay, that might be why.
I want to talk about Julie Alamond. I mean, Julie Alamond has been suspended, of course, for this season due to commitment to playing overseas. What's the status on Julie, and when can we see her? And will we see her play for the Fever next season?
I'm honestly not sure what the contract situation is with Julie. I know, you know, the Fever would obviously like to have her back. She'd be a huge part of this team, as she has been in the past, but I'm honestly not sure what that situation is looking like. I would expect for her to be playing for the Fever next season, but I cannot guarantee that.
You mentioned another person when I asked about the reasons why the Fever haven't played well in the first half of the year. You mentioned her name, the rookie out of West Virginia, Kaiser Gondrzik. What's going to be the status for Kaiser? Will she get more playing time going into the second half of the year?
I think she should. I think that she's shown that she is capable of holding that workload. I wrote about this too. If the Fever ever need to switch up their guard lineup, Kaiser Gondrzik is somebody that I'd like to see start. I mean, she can handle the ball. She can play make. We saw her when she was getting, you know, late-minute playing times and crunch-time situations. She was holding her own, and she's a very good defensive player, a lot more scrappy than what people might have expected from her coming out of West Virginia. And, yeah, I think that she definitely deserves more playing time. As for if that will happen, I can't say for sure. So far, it seems like the rookies to be, you know, favorable, and head coach Marion Stanley's rotation are Bernadette Fizhar and Chelsea Perry, who the team just re-signed after releasing her early in the season and then, you know, waiving Lauren Cox. They brought her back as a three-point specialist. So it remains to be seen, but I definitely think that Kaiser has proven that she can hold more, withhold more minutes and earn more playing time down the road.
I want to talk about another guard on the team, and that's Victoria Vivians. I know she had a great, a solid career, college career at Mississippi State. Is there going to be more playing time for her going into the second half of the year?
Victoria Vivians is somebody that has started to light it up in that three-game win streak, and she had a struggle to the beginning of the season, but that's attested to the fact that she was coming back from an injury, and that happens with all great players. They all have to take their time to come back. So, yeah, I think that we will start to see her more, especially if her shot starts to start falling more. She's a career, like, 36% three-point shooter, something like that. Very good, reliable sniper that would be very valuable for the team coming off the bench, especially if she can have more games, like her 17-point outing earlier in the season, and she had a 9-point outing recently where she hit three threes. She's a very valuable piece to the team, and yeah, I definitely think that we'll see her playing more, especially as she is, you know, continuing to fully heal back from that injury.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands, hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15. It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making dinner delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
All right, and, Tristan, Indiana is a state that loves basketball. Basketball is at a fever pitch in the state of Indiana. And I know that the WNBA's presence has been in Indianapolis for a long time. We know about the NBA's history with the Indiana Pacers. But I want to ask you about what's the popularity of the WNBA like in Indianapolis? Do people really enjoy fever basketball?
Yeah, I mean – so I wasn't really engaged or immersed maybe with the Indiana Fever in particular before I started writing with Windsider. But I have to say that's my favorite part of the job so far, is just seeing how impassioned and, you know, ecstatic the fans are game in and game out. I mean, even when the team lost 11 straight games, which, you know, would turn some fans away from ever watching the content again. They were on pace to be maybe the worst team in the league. And yet I was still having so much fun and so much enjoyed the atmosphere that was created by these fans. When I was announced as the Fever beat writer, I gained like 100 followers in a day. And I just never really knew how passionate the fans of Indianapolis were. And it shouldn't come as a surprise to me because, I mean, like you said, it's the Hoosier State. They love basketball there. And funnily enough, my little brother grew up a fan of the Indiana Pacers and is still a Pacers fan. And he grew up liking the Fever as well. So I guess I should have expected it, but it was a really awesome surprise. And it's definitely been my favorite part of the job, just, you know, seeing the fans engage with me and getting to talk with them about the games. And that made that 3-game win streak, no matter how small it may seem on paper, made it so much more impactful. It was super exciting, you know, to see the Fever cross that threshold into being, you know, a team that's almost there. They're losing games by 1 point. They're losing games by 5 points, 4 points, whatever it may be, that happened, you know, several games in a row. And then they ripped off that 3-game win streak. And it was just like, wow, this is entertaining. This is awesome to see. And even though I personally didn't grow up as a fan of the Fever, I grew up liking the Connecticut Sun. I couldn't help but being like ecstatic when they beat the Sun and upset them earlier this season. So, yeah, just a fantastic atmosphere coming out of Indianapolis. And like I said, that's been my favorite part of the job so far.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands, hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Streaming only on Peacock. A new original comedy.
Me in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
He puked all over the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts, so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah, man, Indianapolis is a great sports city, especially a great basketball town, as you mentioned earlier. And, of course, the Fever have a great history with the likes of Natalie Williams and, of course, with Candace Dupree. And who could forget about Tamika Catchings, who's currently the team's general manager. So a lot of history with the Indiana Fever and definitely just a lot of great basketball history in Indianapolis and in the state of Indiana. Well, Tristan, thank you so much, my man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody, go more into detail what you do as the Indiana Fever beat writer for Winsider.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoy it. And yeah, I joined on with Winsider this year, and it's been a very new experience, but it's been maybe one of my favorites that I've ever encountered. I've written for a lot of different sites. I've gotten to go to different Zooms, but I can't quite say that any have replicated the kind of atmosphere that you get with writing for a team. You get such exclusive access and get to, connect with the other beat writers. JL Kervin is an awesome writer that works for IndyStar that I've gotten to connect with and talk to. And Tony East is another guy that I've gotten to, be in the Zoom calls with. And he's, funnily enough, somebody I grew up, idolizing and reading, especially as I was going through high school and into college. I go and we cover every game, and we don't necessarily write about every game at Winsider because we're more focused on feature pieces and, breakdowns and takeaways and that kind of thing. So that's what I've been doing there, and I've really enjoyed it so far. I've got a new piece coming up sometime soon about the three-game win streak and what to expect in the second half of the season. But, yeah, I'm so much looking forward to it, and I could not be more thankful for this opportunity.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned, about some of the good things about being a beat writer for a specific team. You know, Tristan, in the journalism business or in the broadcasting business for that matter, sometimes there's some journalists that enjoy being a beat writer. They enjoy covering specific teams or specific athletes or even specific sports. Can you go more, can you explain, well, can you tell our listeners, well, the question I want to ask is, can you give our listeners out there what the positives and negatives are of being a beat writer in terms of covering one specific team or specific assignment?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you get just great access to the other beat reporters. You gain some amazing connections like I've gotten to have. I cover the Miami Heat as well as the NBA for SB Nation, and through that I've gotten to make some really awesome connections with people that I just never thought I would get the chance to meet. I've done some work with Basketball Insiders where I've gotten to go on the I've gotten to meet people from like the Athletic and stuff like that. So through the Fever especially, I've been able to make some just astounding connections, whether it be through the Fever's amazing PR or whether it be through other writers or even the players themselves. I mean, you get this just amazing chance, and it's super nerve-wracking, but I mean, it's awesome too to be able to talk to players just pretty much like one-on-one. And a more condensed Zoom setting where, you know, you don't have, you know, hundreds of people. You have just the people that you want to talk to, and you can get, you know, access whenever you need it, especially if you're well-known as a beat writer. As for the negatives, I can't say I've encountered too many. Like I said, it is a little nerve-wracking, especially the first few times you get on a Zoom. You see these players, and they're players that you've, you know, watched and held as celebrities for your entire life. I mean, the first time I was on one and I was talking to head coach Marion Stanley, I froze up. It was nerve-wracking because, I mean, she's a Hall of Famer. She's somebody that has done so well in her career, and I've watched that unfold, and she's been doing this for almost as long as I've been alive, and it's just insane to be in that kind of presence. But, yeah, I can't really think of too many other negatives other than, you know, it's just very, very nerve-wracking the first few times you do it. Once you have done it a while, though, it...
Awesome. That's good that you're involved with that, man, and kudos to you on that as well. And again, tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter or any of the social media platforms, and where can they find your Indiana Fever articles on Windsider?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter at Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, R Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R. You can find me on Instagram as well. I believe that is at Tristan underscore T-0928 underscore. And, yeah, you can follow my articles on Windsider through the team page. You can go. There's a drop-down menu. Click on Indiana Fever, and you'll see all my articles. You can also follow at Windsider on Twitter. That's WinSider, no E. And yeah, we post weekly power rank or biweekly power rankings. So be on the lookout for that. And like I said, be on the lookout for my takeaways for the 3-game win streak coming up.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, film 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, The Caribbean, A 90-Day Story, streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you a couple of more questions. The recent WNBA All-Star Game had just passed, and we know about Team USA is locked and loaded with Breanna Stewart, Asia Wilson, Brittany Griner, Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, also with the reserves, Ariel Atkins, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Chelsea Gray, Diana Taurasi, Nafisa Collier, Tina Charles, and Sylvia Fowles. But I'm looking at Team WNBA, and again, this is, I mean, you can pick and choose who you want to have on this roster, but I didn't see a member of the Indiana Fever on this Team WNBA roster. If anyone or if there was a player or players that deserved to be on that Team WNBA team, who do you think should have made it for the Fever?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been awesome to see Kelsey Mitchell. I think that she's very deserving of an all-star spot. I think several players on the team really are deserving of all-star spots. I mean, Tierra McCowan is pretty awesome. We've already gone over how awesome, Danielle Robinson, Jessica Breland, and some of the other players. Tiffany Mitchell is another one that comes to mind that are very good for this team. I would have loved to see Kelsey Mitchell make it. I'm not going to say I wanted a player from the WNBA all-star team to not make it, because they're just so many players in the league that are just fantastic, and definitely they all deserve to be where they are. So hopefully for Kelsey, that's something that, you know, she can work towards, or even with Tierra McCowan, that's something that, you know, combined that they can all work towards as a team. And hopefully, you know, getting snubbed shows them, you know, we haven't shown yet on court what we're capable of, and hopefully that'll translate to more wins. And I think they definitely can. They have that fighter's mentality.
Okay, and what did you think about the All-Star Game and the three-point shootout?
I grew up a fan of the Connecticut Sun, so, you know, getting to see Jonquel Jones do some of the stuff that she did in the three-point shootout was just absolutely absurd. I definitely did not expect that. And then, you know, obviously Allie Quigley is just undisputedly great. I very much enjoyed the game. It was very close. It was very exciting, and I'd love to see more games like that.
Yeah, I would like to see more games too as well, Tristan, but that three-point shootout for me stole the show. I mean, Allie Quigley and Jonquel Jones, they put on a show at that halftime. So, again, his name is Tristan Tucker, and he is the Indiana Fever beat reporter for Windsider. And, again, one more time, Tristan, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if there's any other websites that you have, let them know that as well.
Yeah, you can find me at Tristan R. Tucker, TristanTucker, on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Tristan _ T0928 _. You can find me on Windsider. You can find me on SB Nation. You can find me on Basketball Insiders. And you can find me over at Technician, which is where I serve as managing editor for the NC State school newspaper. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And his name is Tristan Tucker. And Tristan, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, same here, man. Thank you again. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ball 22. Daniel Robinson all the way to the bucket, and that's what she's just known for, pushing the pace. Second consecutive start for them as well. Fever, two on the shot clock. Daniel Robinson, nice kiss off the glass.
You know, the post for Indiana, which caused them to shoot free throws.
Turnover by Ari McDonald. Daniel Robinson not wasting any time with the beautiful reverse. To see Daniel Robinson trying to get the ball into Tierra McCowan, and that's tough, but they have to find different ways to throw different looks at her.
And then help side defense from behind.
The last couple of games, they've been tested on the inside. And Tierra McCowan.
And Monique had a defender on her, so...
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Striving for It All. Once again, a big special thank you to Tristan Tucker, the Indiana Fever beat writer for Windsider and the managing editor for North Carolina State University's newspaper, The Technician. We had a chance to discuss the first half of the Indiana Fever season, the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis, and so much more. That was a lot of fun. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long for Striving for It All. Talk to you again next week. So long, everyone.